Get up. I don't care if you're in a mother's. Get up and dance. Hello. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, there are new thoughts taking over old realities, and nothing can change the shape of things to come. This is Radio Free America. This is BBS Internet Radio, where we can say what we want. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Yeah. Hey, there are new choices down every road. Yeah. It's coming our way. It's coming your way. Let me tell you, I want some guanabana. Yeah, you know, to reverse the effects of cancer. You might want some guanabana, too. I don't know. I mean, that's what they say. What the hell do I know except what other people tell me? Hey, this is Call In Radio Show, 888-627-6008. And there's always a million and one things to talk about. And only 55 minutes or so to say it in. Let me babble on real fast here. Do you know that systematic destruction of Idaho farmers continues? You know, it was the other week that the cobalt mining industry got permission from the governor and in cooperation with the federal government to basically take away all the water rights of all the farmers. Like, how are they supposed to grow their crops? You know, for stupid cobalt mining, for lithium batteries, for so-called electric vehicles that cause just the making of them, and the digging of the environment and the wasting of water is a far worse economic damage to the climate than what they're trying to claim to fix. You know, government making all the wrong decisions all the time, but big money behind it all, that's making those choices. And on top of that, talk about insult to injury or whatever injury to insult. Everyone's friend, Zuckerberg, the Meta man, also known as Facebook, setting up a data agency in Idaho, too. And they're going to suck 2.5 million gallons a day of water that the farmers could use again. So it's double jeopardy. And this is all being approved by government. That's why people have to get involved. You have to take control of your government. Here in Idaho, man, you better run that governor out of town or whatever. Or do whatever it takes. Start challenging. Call him mentally ill. Do anything. Because to take away valuable water resources from farmers, you know, it's unbelievable. Of course, this is the systematic destruction of the food supply. Just like they're poisoning the cows with bird flu, and it's passing along to other farm animals. And the intent is, like, again, an attack on the food supply. And they're doing this all around the country, all around the world. And people have to take action. And the protest alone will not do it. Because we know politicians don't respond to protests because they know they don't have to. Hey, it's important to get at least 5 minutes of sunlight every day. Hey, this is an educational show. And, you know, 5 minutes facing the sun will recharge your body. Yeah, you know, your body is an electric thing. I bet most of you didn't know that, yeah. In fact, there was a famous, I think it was a Twilight Zone episode in Beat, and science fiction teaches us many things. It's called the body electric, because our bodies do have a charge, and then they reminded her of that and this in the movie The Matrix. Well, let me tell you, this is just the beginning here. Well, it's the beginning of the age of Aquarius. But there's good news on the horizon. All the old Atlantean dark side factors and creatures that were still around, they're all gone now. They've been removed by our galactic and brothers and sisters that mainstream media wants to pretend doesn't exist. But people out there are looking for what's happening behind the scenes with extraterrestrials. You'll see they do exist. And you saw they've been working on things for the last 12 years to remove all the crap that keeps us under the rule of the obnoxious, filthy, rich government people. There must be a few good people with money out there, you know, that willing to do something to put an end to the fake news media, to the corporate, over corporate control, the New World Order and all that stuff. Well, what can we say here? Guess what? Watch the big news, and you'll see what insanity going on. Biden thinking, I'm going to still be the candidate. You know, I might not be able to play tic-tac-toe or a good game of checkers, but boy, I want to be the president for another 4 years. Duh. Okay, I forgot what I was supposed to be saying. Okay, I'm daydreaming. I'm talking in another time zone, but there's nobody else in my political party better than me or that really knows how to be presidential. Anyhow, they'll work this out before the Democratic convention somehow, some way. But it's pathetic. Biden, the current so-called president, of course, it's not a real Biden. He's either a clone or a hired actor out there we're looking at, because the word's out that Biden was executed for treason one day after taking office for winning a fraudulent election. And there was all kinds of clues out there to prove that to you, but yeah, you believe what you want to, you know. People have pointed out his eyes change on different days. Well, if you got different people playing the role of fake president, sure, he might be different colored eyes on different days. One is slower than the other, and all those factors. I mean, wake up. You know, most people don't understand there's a word game of hints being played with the thinkers of humanity, and we're not all thinkers. Some of us are nothing but brainwashed puppets. This game is giving us clues to understand what's going on behind the scenes. You know, most people don't even realize that science fiction movies have clues. Even the commercials nowadays, you'll see a lot of geometric shapes, hexagons, pentagons, and stuff like that. And they're trying to get a message to you to think geometrically. Maybe that will wake a few people up. And I happen to be in the diner, and right now they got all the soccer matches on, and I noticed completely the educational soccer ball, which really showed you the shape of a buckyball, 60 carbon atoms, making a cage-like structure, it's gone. No more geometric teaching message with the soccer ball. Apparently, no one, very few people got it anyhow. But in the commercials now, we have more little geometric patterns in with the commercials, which is trying to make us aware of there are geometric patterns behind the scenes going on all the time. And this has to do with the focus of energy and stuff like that. But meanwhile, you know, there's so-called astronomers out there. but they never get to really talk important information on the news, and you weren't being taught it in school. You know that our sun has been orbiting the number one star of the Pleiades called Alcyone. Yeah. I believe that's how you say it. And we are going to, our sun is going to, it's time to take a new trajectory with going into the age of Aquarius, and it's going to be somehow connected with the Sirius star system. Some kind of clockwork. You know, the whole universe is so organized like a giant grandfather clock. You got small wheels hooking in with big wheels, hooking in with, no pun intended here, hooking in with gigantic wheels that all revolve around each other, all connect with each other. And it's all in sync, very orderly. And it's all pre-programmed out how the long cycles, hundreds of millions of years, with the gigantic big cycles of billions of years, with the smaller cycles of 26,000 years, it can be divided into two 13,000-year cycles, or an 11,000 and a 2,000-year cycle. Yeah, look it up. You'll understand. You know, you're in the light for 2,000 years, and you're in darkness for 9,000 years. There's a particular name for that cycle, which is half of the Platonic year, which is roughly 26,000 years. You know, why aren't people being told this in school, you know? And these are important things to know. You know, and as the Earth's 23.5 degree angle of tilt has to do with connecting with the phantom matrix, which if you look up in the sky at night, you'll notice that we spin around the handle of the Little Dipper, which is the star Polaris. Now, like I was just saying, that higher evolved beings work behind the scenes to give us clues and stuff. Well, you think about that now. Why did we name a submarine called Polaris? You know, I mean, sure, the Earth's northern sky revolves around the North Star, which is Polaris. It'll change when everything changes in the very near future. We won't see that Polaris star there, and how convenient, because if you have the knowledge that was given to humanity from the book called The Keys of Enoch, the star system, the stars, including Polaris of the Little Dipper, has always been one of the strongholds for the dark side. And when I met with the New York City, when he was lecturing, the author of that book, The Keys of Enoch, The Book of Knowledge, I pointed out to him that, showing him a picture of the display of the stones on the corner of the Kaaba in Mecca, that it's the Little Dipper. And I said, you know, you in your book, you mentioned that the Little Dipper is a stronghold for negative energy that connects with our world. Something to do also that we're at a 23.5 degree angle, which is also related to what's called the phantom matrix, which is kind of a copy of what should really be. But anyhow, that's how it is. And he saw the connection, you know, and that was good. There was communication there. That I said, you know, this is why all that negative energy comes out from the Arab nations, because they got an inaccurate type cube displaced in the Mecca temple there that's lined up with a negative star system of the Little Dipper. So all those things connected together, and the fact that the U.S. submarine's name Polaris, which refers to under the sea, well, there's a lot of things going on under the sea that have all been, in the past, been controlled by the dark side. And a lot of things underground, too. Underground cities and caves and stuff like that. I mean, there's the good civilization of Garza, but a lot of the negative ET races will hold up under the surface. Reptilian, the straight goes, and they would run their operations from down there to control humanity up here. And then, of course, we got the other negative creatures from other worlds that have been here for hundreds of thousands of years that have been ruling from the surface, you know, the creators of Sumerian society, the false gods of the early Jewish people, and all the other Mediterranean people. Everybody had their own god for this, god for that, god for this, god for that, god for this, god for that. My god is better than your god. And these were all Anunnakis pretending to be gods. Now, interesting thing how life is evolving. And this past week, I happened to go catch this play out. It's called Daniel, referring to the prophet Daniel from the Bible. And there's two sections to the Bible. There's the Old Testament, which is basically Jewish scriptures about Jewish life and the evolving of Jewish life from, I guess, paganism to understanding the real God. But there were a lot of false gods in between. But anyhow, around 600 B.C. or 550 B.C. to 600 B.C., this play points out there were three prophets, a couple of miracles involved in it too, and they were all interacting with each other, something you would never pick out of the Bible. The prophet Jeremiah, the prophet Ezekiel, who would take messages from Jeremiah to give to Daniel, who was living in Babylon under captivity. And but was highly regarded by the kings of Babylon, which were heavily influenced by the dark side. But what's interesting about this play was, not to mention it was a great play, and it showed the connections of three important prophets of Israeli culture, Hebrews, that they gave mention to Marduk, which is, you know, a negative alien from another world who's been infesting our world here, of the Anunnaki group, sometimes referred to as coming from the 12th planet or the planet of the crossing. And there's other names for that, too. And Marduk was apparently connected to Babylon, too. And then when Babylon was retaken by the Persians, as the play clearly states and shows, they don't talk anymore about Marduk, but that territory was no longer his. So he, with the newer information put out by other sources, Marduk, the negative ET from another planet, wrongfully ruling mankind, said himself as God. He changed his name and went to Egypt. He became one of the pharaohs. You'll have to look that up. It doesn't matter, but you know, these other negative beings, they have an eternal existence already for a very long lifetime. And they've been tricking humanity for a long, long time. But it's all coming to an end. There's good news on the horizon. The only thing left, and this is via the official representation of the resistance movement, that's the good extraterrestrials from all parts of the galaxy that have been here helping us for the last 12 years to get us ready to really declare our freedom and push aside all the negative influences that have subdued mankind for at least the last 26,000 years, if not for the last 400 or 500,000 years. And the only thing left is this thing called an anomaly. Was something that was probably specific. There's no specific info on it, but it's kind of recognized as just coming into existence when the decision long, long, long ago was to explore duality. You know, the universe was created and all the creatures and spirit beings were created, there was no such thing as evil or dark side. But then the idea was put forth, well, let's experience duality, and then kind of instantly manifested, because the universe does instantly manifest things of its own accord in certain ways. You know, something that became negativity as opposed to darkness as opposed to light, because the real God is of a light, bright, white light, a spirit entity without form. And that source, as some like to call the Heavenly Father, for those who want to be more specific and personal, it's your choice. After all the creations of all the spirit beings, and then there was the idea of creating physical reality so lesser creatures can experience things. And when you're experiencing something in the universe, God gets to tune in and see what's going on, if you're a human being, definitely, because part of the universe has been out there for over 100 years, believe it or not, that when you are born into this world here, you're giving the mystery monitor, or the portion of God from the Heavenly Father, the direct source of all there is, to go along with you as an observer and an advisor, but never forcing anyone to do anything, because that's part of the definition of a human being, to have free will. And that's one of the reasons why so many bad things are allowed to happen, because there has to be respect for an individual's free will. Unfortunately, that puts everyone at a disadvantage, because those that are serving the dark side, they don't obey any of those rules. They want to take them in your life, and they think they have a right to if you were stupid enough to let them. And, part of the routine is like, hey, we're going to tell you, we're going to use you and abuse you. So when it happens, don't complain, because we're telling you now. We're going to use you, abuse you, kill you, make you suffer. But we're telling you now, and if you don't stop us now, well, we're going to go on and do that, because apparently you have no problem with that. And then that's their justification, and they go and do it. And that's why you have to stand up for your rights. That's why you have to take command of your life. But you've been tricked and lied to since birth on this world, but now we're beginning to find out we have power. And we become more powerful the more we align ourselves with the true source, the God of love. And that's, of course, is the importance of the teachings of Jesus when he came to earth. That was his mission, to teach humanity that the real God is the God of love. And not everybody got the message, but the message is being retaught by many now in many different ways. And good vibrations are coming. There's light at the end of the tunnel. The estimation, I've said it before, we're all moving to this moment in time called the event, when there's going to be a metamorphosis of humanity. We're shed, you know, like a butterfly, you know, like the cocoon opening up in the butterfly. You know, first you got the crawling insect, and then it turns into a butterfly. Ooh, yeah. And we're going to do that at the event. And it's destined to happen somewhere in the first half of next year, 2025, not far away. And unfortunately, the human race isn't preparing itself for this. And who do we have to blame, of course? Everybody that goes out and votes, you go out and vote for politicians. All politicians are basically crooked. The ones that become popular are crooked. The ones that have the support of the crooked political parties, yeah. Those are the ones that they tell you, you better vote for this one or that one. Choice, ugly choice one or ugly choice two. And then the rationale is, well, you better vote for the least worst of the two. That's not a plan. That's a death sentence. This is, look, I'm predicting this is December 4th, last election. This will be the last election of in America as we know it. Now, you the people can take command of that election, but you got to stop supporting the criminals, the politicians, the big political parties. All I have to say is, look, there's somebody running out there. Go to his website. 2020 President Dom Innocent.com. Yeah, he ran in 2020 also, and he's still got the same platform. Solve the problems, give the power back to the people, serve everyone, and, you know, put the solutions into work. Solutions to all the problems are known already. You won't hear a phony politician telling you that. You know? What else is there in relation to politicians? You know, Coca-Cola has been brought into the limelight in the wrong way, purchasing children from the Ukraine. What could they possibly have in mind? Coca-Cola? And, of course, the legal trafficking of children still goes on. And we know who some of the people are. Vatican's involved in that. And they have that nerve to call them themselves the Holy See. Corrupt, evil creatures at the top of the realm there over in the Vatican. Do you ever notice the Pope? Pay attention, people. Wake up and start thinking for yourself. He always wears that beanie with a little antenna on top. I submit that's the kill switch. Because of his position of authority, and he's supposed to be representing the dark side to lead them down the wrong path, but pretending to lead them down the right path, but in actuality, lead everyone down the wrong path or turn them into idle zombies that are willing to do anything for themselves. That's the kill switch on his beam. That's why he has it there. If he decides to come clean and confess all the evil he's part of and try to reveal that the bad guys are controlling the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, they'll kill him on the spot. Yeah. That's why he has to wear that beanie with the antenna on it. Hey, prove me wrong. You know? I mean, I know a little bit about the Catholic Church. I mean, the best story I learned was, you know, face-to-face conversation with somebody. I was making a delivery, and somehow we got in a conversation about something, and he said, you know, I was going to be a priest. I was studying over in the Vatican there to be a Catholic priest. And I was talking to a bishop one day, and we were talking about the scriptures and where the real scriptures are in the vaults down below the Vatican. And the cardinal, this is what the guy tells me, and he was over there studying, made his mind up, he wanted to become a priest in the Catholic, Catholic priest. And the a little bit of truth sneaked out there, and the cardinal said to him, you know, the original scriptures, only the Pope and the cardinals get to see. And he goes, you mean there's two sets of books? And the cardinal goes, yes, there is. And at that point, next day, he quit. He says, I don't want to be part of an organization that has two sets of separate books, one for the elite and the peasants only get the re-edited versions. Well, hey, that's a bit of truth and a true story. You know, do your own investigation. You got to wonder, why is there an obelisk in the plaza there in front of the Vatican? You know, obelisks are connected. In fact, that obelisk also came from Egypt. Are connected to Egyptians, and that's how the Egyptian pharaohs use those obelisks as mind control. The pharaohs that were not of this world, but pretending to be, and pretending to be gods, getting the Egyptian people to bow down to them. Yeah, and you can do a lot of mind control with a novelist. And, of course, the biggest obelisk in the world is in the center of Washington, D.C. What's that telling you? You wonder why, you know, there's the old saying, people go to Washington, and all of a sudden you change. Well, there's a lot, I guarantee there's a lot of mind control coming out of that obelisk. I don't have to prove it. You prove it's not so. Do you want to have any understanding of how pyramids work? They're amplifiers, as well as projectors, as well as receivers. That's a scientific fact. And of course, why aren't our children being told about these things? Of course, they want to, again, dark side, their evil is right in front of your face. But they've kept you so stupid, you don't realize how you're being manipulated by geometry and knowledge of energy being controlled by geometry. Another amazing thing that I picked up, and nobody had talked of, we have 1,001 stories of how the trade centers were knocked down, but as a matter of fact, I have it in a video out there on YouTube called Ain't No Justice, and it clearly shows three buildings all made by the same architect, and all using the same bit blocks, but they have three different geometric shapes on top, and they stood right off the side of the trade centers. There was a regular pyramid, like the Great Pyramid. There was a step pyramid, like the ones we've seen in Mexico. And there was a dome. All of those geometric figures can be used to funnel energies. And they're all right next to each other. And that could have been certainly one of the dynamics that were put into place to help and assist as buildings to come down without any resistance. And they've got new other little beauties set up in Manhattan here. Nobody seems to know. Nobody's paying attention to it. But geometric shapes can be used to manipulate matter. I mean, what am I, the only thinking person left on planet Earth here? Where's all the scientists? I mean, are they all busy running lab rats around in circles and wheels and They're not philosophizing, thinking, putting, connecting the dots, say this, why this show is called Connect the Dots. And believe me, I've got the book out there, Connect the Dots Theory. You can Google the link, you can read the first 40 pages for free, and in there I explain many things. Plus, I talk about the 39 ongoing conspiracies. Of course, there's more, we'll have your line somewhere. And I basically just mentioned them, but hey, If I have one in there that's wrong, it's just called radio show. Well, read the book, read the information out there on the 39 ongoing conspiracies, and then you call on my show and explain to me why any one of those conspiracies is not true, and there's not any meat behind it. So, I mean, this is what your show is about. It's called Connect the Dots, and I'm connecting the dots here. But there's light at the end of the tunnel, you know, like I said, 2025, the first half of that, it's been estimated one of those magical days, the event will happen, which will be a quantum recalibration of all matter. Look those words up. And that information has been out there for decades now. Why don't you know about it? Why isn't anyone talking about it? Why isn't anyone talking about solutions? I mean, the solution to a border crisis in the U.S. is take command of the situation, which means change the whole procedure completely and monitor everyone. Don't let them just walk across the bridge and hand you the papers. The papers could be fraudulent. They can't get into that shit. You can make anything fraudulent look good nowadays, basically. That's obscene. Everybody, because I've got these people coming in the proper way. They can come up with a fake paperwork to do that. Anybody coming across our southern border at this point in time needs to be observed for weeks, months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years before we allow them in. And all the ones that are in here now that just recently got in, let's talk reality. They need to be rounded up, put back on the other side of the fence for observation. and then they can re-enter when we've observed them to be behaving themselves and making an attempt to blend in with America. No, blending in with America, speaking only Spanish, thinking you're going to move into a Spanish neighborhood and everything, that's fine. No, that's disrespectful. What about all of us English-speaking people that they never felt we had to learn Spanish? What, you know, was that, that's what public school, what did they tell us in public school? You're going to be invaded by old Spanish people now, protected by them, so you got to learn Spanish for that, because you're going to have a two-language country. Believe me, how many people would want to go along with a scam like that? And, you know, the old immigration, the people that came from Europe, it's a fact. The families, they learned, they wanted to learn English. They wanted to fit in. The Spanish people from south of the border, they and the Arabs that sneak in through there, too, the Islamic people, they want to talk Arabic. They don't want to learn English. And they don't want to be part of America. They think they can come here and get away with what they're doing in Europe, you know, taking over the communities and coming, taking over neighborhood by neighborhood and imposing their sick laws. Yeah, they got a lot of sick laws that have no place in an ethical country like America. And we are very much ethical compared to some of these third world nations. No, they need to be observed for weeks, months, year, maybe a couple of years before we can allow them. Well, we've got this problem in New York City. All these Venezuelan gangs bust up from Texas, you know, Texas dumping their problems onto us up here in New York. And all the fake politicians are taking the bribe money that tells them, yeah, put them up in hotels. Meanwhile, you have your own population of homeless people you don't do shit for. And how dare you put foreigners, and you're not even really looking at them and understand what, and observing. Again, that's why you can't bring them in immediately. You have to take time to observe them, and we'll observe them along the border in a restricted zone, and they're going to be observed day and night, and we're going to find out very quickly who the real people are that want to be Americans and who the criminals are, because we'll quickly see that the criminals don't want to do any work. They want to come here and freeload and bring their gang violent ways of society on us unsuspecting New Yorkers, you know? And allowing this to happen are the crooked politicians who just care about taking the bribe money. Yeah, do it like this. And meanwhile, everybody, decent people living in New York, we're being subjected to these criminal mind-thinking Venezuelan gang people that are being shipped up here, and they need to be reshipped out, not just caught by the police and put in our jails. Immediate deportation, and we'll have a jail cell for them along the border, south of the border. And if Mexico doesn't like that, too damn bad, you know, because they're not helping us out either, you know. But we have to take control of the situation. It's not that difficult. You know, the decent people that come from below the border there, they can actually, instead of being welfare recipients, they could be working for their path to freedom and contribute to low-cost foreign products and stuff like that. Well, instead of wasting all that money to the Ukraine, that sinkhole called the Ukraine, which, and all the money is just wasted for the elites, not really helping the Ukrainian people at all. And all that money could go to employing the migrants on the other side of the fence, and we'll see how many want to become productive farmers and help bring down the cost of food with small farms. Set that up tomorrow if there was a will to do it. Hey, visit this guy, Tom Edison, 2020presidenttomedison.com. He's the guy who knows how to do that. He knows the solutions. You know, just like the Again, I say all the solutions already known. You know, there's flooding all around the world. We have the weather forecasters warning, greed and fear, and this and that. But there's not one practical solution being applied. You know, it's insane. It's so crazy. It's insane. Hey, this is called a radio show, 827. Well, no, it's 888-627-6008. I tried to fool you there, huh? And you almost fell for it. Well, could it be that you could be fooled? No, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Anyhow, that's what the show is about. If you have something important to say, hey, call in and say it, because through conversations, things get exposed, and, you know, that is probably can't do both myself, you know. I could stand up here and talk for hours because I got plenty of knowledge without without doing the Biden. By the way, anyhow, that's it. If you got a phone, hey, you can participate. 888-627-6008. But I can't wait. For that, I'm just going to move on. You know, truthfully, you know, all my life I heard about astrology. And it wasn't until I started paying attention to what the resistance movement, the galactic brothers and sisters that are helping us, free us from the controls of the dark people, that a lot of the events they create are used to synchronicity of astrology. And I finally figured it out, because no one really ever explained it to me. I finally figured out what does it mean, you know, the positions of the planets and the stars, they all pulsating energy. And when there are a certain alignment, and here we're talking about geometry again, energy of funnel through focal points. Now, there's an explanation you're not going to get from any physics professor in high school, maybe not even college, but that's the way it is. And there's plenty of books out there that explain that. And I've learned it. Plus, it's in my book, too, Connected Odds Theory, an explanation on how these things do. Energy being funneled through geometric shapes. You know, I've seen it. I've got pictures of some of the phenomena connected with it. And we're talking about 35-millimeter photos, none of this digital stuff, because digital video is no longer proof, because it can be altered and there's no way to prove it. It can be altered. But when you have 35-millimeter film, if you have the negative to back up the proof that it's real, anybody could detect by looking at the negative that you had altered it for the picture you're showing. So when you look at the negative and it's exactly what's presented in the book, you know that's a truthful photograph. And we need to go back to things like that. You know, that's one of the ongoing conspiracies. Happened two decades ago, when the government, the corrupt U.S. government, made the law that all broadcasting networks have to put out a digital signal, supposedly to help us out, and they made analog signals illegal. Why did they have to do that? Because they want all the news projections out there that are presented as news to be digital. So if they don't like what's being shown, they can alter it on the spot. This is going now. Is that sick? But how come I'm the only one in the world talking about this? Is everybody brain dead? I've asked people that before, and they usually say yes. Apparently, everyone is brain dead. And we allow this to continue, you know? It's unbelievable. And that's something that needs to be changed, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody seems to think it's a problem. It's a real serious problem. And
it needs to be addressed. Ask your politicians who are running for office about that. And don't forget to ask them on the first day of office, are you going to give an order to stop the chemtrails or not? And, you know, hold them to it. This is a yes or no answer. If you can't answer yes or no, you're a phony. You know, we need to keep up with this, too. Plus, we need to start going after the money, the bond money that these public officials in office that are bonded, because when we start accusing them of all the things they're doing wrong and that they're violating the Constitution and they're breaking the law, we have reason to remove them for incompetence. You know, requires a little paperwork and stuff like that. Maybe it requires a lot of paperwork, but something has to be done. When these people understand that they don't get their act together and do what we want them to, that we're going to get them fired and collect the bond money. Hey, do we need a better method than that? We want to collect the bond money. So, like, well, you know, you've proven yourself that you're worthless. You don't have even an inkling of understanding for what we want. You're just serving the elites. So we want to get you out of there. And so we're going to file the paperwork to take the bond money because you're not performing your duties like you're supposed to. You know, I've said it before many times, like when they wrote the Constitution, they had no idea how corrupt society could be. And so the idea of representatives representing the people seemed like a good idea back then, you know? It seemed like a real good idea. But at the same time, turned out it wasn't that good of an idea, because it fell apart very quickly. You know, you can learn a lot of things from movies. Because of July 4th, there happened to be a replay of an older movie, I think from 1972, called 1776. And so I just left it on to see, you know, what was going on at the time of the Constitution when they were putting it together. And it was very educational, all the discord that was going on by these elites. And all the people trying to form the government back then, they were all elites. There were no common people. So even though the Constitution, we love it for what it was when it was, and we still could love it if it was followed completely, this movie depicts what a bunch of argumentative, fake-headed fools these members of Congress were and how much effort and finagling it took to get them to agree to sign a Declaration of Independence. I mean, these people were just as bad as the politicians today, maybe even worse, because they didn't have to account to the people back then. Really, they didn't. There was no Declaration of Independence, and you had some of them arguing, some of the governors of the states, who had given themselves titles above governor, and referred to their colonies as countries. Some of them were still siding with England, and they were calling the people that wanted independence traitors. How about that for the so-called the kettle black? But this is the way it was being played out back then. A great movie to check it out, and you'll see that they barely got everybody together on this to stop being loyal to England. And you'll listen to the conversation and you'll see the reasons that any of the colonies wanted to be loyal to England was for the elites who were making big money. Yeah? Had nothing to do with people's rights or anything like that. It was all these governors already of the colonies. They were basically serving the elites already, and they were serving the king of the elites, the English government. And they saw nothing wrong with the way things were going. And so in the beginning, there wasn't even a 50% chance of the Declaration of Independence passing because at least half of the 13 colonies, they weren't for it, you know, and because they had their own selfish reasons. And then there were even in the beginning, some of the colonies, you know, when they're having their continental congressional convention in Philadelphia there, they didn't even show up. You know, I mean, people from New Jersey, whoever was representing New Jersey, they didn't show up. New York State, you know, they were there. They didn't want to get involved. They just said they abstained. What a rotten attitude that they were setting the pace for then, you know? So I don't know if we should call any of these people heroes. I mean, and they're all bickering and arguing. And none of it was about really serving the people. It was about their particular wants and needs. And the only reason they agreed to finally, I think, declare independence from England is because of all the taxes that they were having to pay to the English crown. And it's a good movie to educate yourself about how America started. Name of the movie is 1776. So I think it's 1972 movie. So there's a lot to learn from movies. Hey, a great science fiction movie, Earth versus the Flying Saucers. You know? And it's one of those movies where you can actually learn something in some of the other ones they had out there, you know? And then, how about the movie 1984? You know, maybe some of you read the book, but I didn't read the book, but I saw the movie. Man, where they depicted what is now in that movie. It didn't happen. This book was written, I think, at the end of the 1800s, 1890s, or something like that. And he was predicting by 1984 we would be there. But if you look and what's depicted just in the movie, it's very easy to see that we're there. We've got the monitoring of the people. We've got the fake news. We've got the wars being continued for control of the people, just like it was spelled out in the movie. We got people sitting in offices in front of screens, computer screens. There were TV screens, I think, back in when they did the movie. And we got crazy mad scientists and military people torturing people that wanted to speak about truth. And it's here. You know, we've been living 1984 for quite a while. It didn't happen in 1984. It happened maybe in the 90s or the beginning of the 21st century. But we're here now, and we want to get rid of this crap. You know? And that's why it's important to get involved. We all can help, too, by check out the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Find out when the next peace meditation is. You know, we can best initiate peace by joining together in meditation. When people join together in meditation, a powerful collective force develops. You know, this isn't magic. This is how the universe is set up. But if you get conned into sitting home and doing nothing and not participating, the bad guys will rule by their evil ways, because they're going to just step in and put forth their evil ways. And if there's no one confronting them, they're going to get their evil ways. And that's what's been going on for a long, long time. And it's going to continue up until the event. It might, a turning point could be the next election, but if you go out there and vote for the status quo, and that's what the political parties want, you're just going to perpetuate the status quo, which means they can do whatever they want once you reelect them, and there's no accountability, and they don't have to consult you, and they just follow the bribe money. The bribe money decides, just like poor Idaho. Now, the farmers are being persecuted by Zuckerberg's Meta database place and the cobalt miners, which I think Gates hasn't expected that. Isn't that just wonderful? You know, they did the same thing in Utah. They got, I think, the biggest database center in the world over there in Utah, and they're sucking away at the local water supply. And the governor is lying with that, Governor Utah is lying with that, and so apparently the people are, because they didn't really mount an offense to stop it, but it could have been stopped. And we could stop this thing in Idaho, too. That's your presidential entities about this. Why are we allowing data companies to waste money? I mean, they are wasting our taxpayers' money to do these things. We have to pay for it. But wasting valuable groundwater to cool data machines that are used to track you and snoop in your life? You know? Well, these are things to think about, you know? And it's time to get off the couch, everybody. It's time to talk to your friends tomorrow. Everything I talked about here tonight, you should be talking to your friends tomorrow. I mean, come on. Chicken to talk to your friends, and you'll find out who your friends really are. And if you don't have any friends that are interested in any of this shit, maybe you better get some new friends if you're interested. Of course, you know, you can take the whole I don't get it attitude and say, pass another beer. Not that drinking beer is bad per se, but if you're not interested in debating, you know, that's what was great about the 1960s in America. People were experimenting with marijuana, which brought the colonization away from the bar room, which was all negative. In bars, the conversation is ruled by demons who take control of people who've drunken too much alcohol. That's why there's always fights in boardrooms. But the conversation got drawn away from that. You know, you couldn't smoke in the bar, so people were smoking outside. And when you're amongst people that have just smoked some marijuana, the conversation becomes sensible and talk about meaningful things. Same thing with LSD and mushrooms, too. The conversation becomes intelligent, even philosophical. And that's why these things are basically illegal, you know? And even though they made marijuana a little legal, you know, there's still too many restrictions on it. In fact, there's no reason it should be illegal anywhere, really. Of course, I mean, I'm sure if you're a negative thinking person, you probably could come up with some reason why it should be illegal. But all of these illegal laws come from corrupt governments that want to control the people. And no, they don't want you to be responsible. They don't want you to wake up to the crap that's going on. Well, anyhow, I think I said enough. Tell your friends to tune in next week. Hey, this is Radio Free America. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, John Madison. And I am telling you, all the solutions to all the problems in the world are known. Flooding around the world, the solutions to real flood control are known. Why isn't government doing anything about it? Why doesn't the Army Corps of Engineers know the real foolproof solutions? Huh? We need to start asking our so-called representatives these questions and tell them that, listen, the solution is known. Will you let me tell you and you pass the word on to the people that have to do the job? Come on, people, it's time to speak up. Damn. Okay, it's time to end the show, and all I have to say is put your best foot forward. Smile. People say hello. Be kind. Be courteous. The love you project out there will come back to you. Projecting love will gather love. Peace. Let there be peace on earth. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here with the countdown, and then the people can hear some of my guitar music, and followed by my anthem. I gotta be somebody. Yeah, I am somebody. Could be your anthem, too, because maybe you want to be somebody. Okay, here it is, Mr. Engineer, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody feel alive. Oh, I know I was here and took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Feel alive. Oh no, I was here, took my stand without fear. It ain't clear to the